We're continuing with our focus on the recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards as we're heading to Rosemary, Alberta for a chat with Nikki Peltzer. Rosemary is about 30 kilometers northwest of Brooks. Now, Nikki won in the Community Builder category, which honors those who bring communities together while elevating the ag sector by going the extra mile to create a larger impact. Nikki is described as a cornerstone of her community, where she leads with passion, mentorship, and an unwavering commitment to building meaningful connections in agriculture. The people who nominated her for the award say she's made a lasting difference in the lives of many and ensures the future of agriculture is in good hands. But when we're focusing on our award winners, we always like to head back to their childhood to find out where their love of agriculture began. Nikki says she's one of the few who did not grow up on the farm.
I was born in England and moved to Ontario when I was like 5 or 6, and then I moved to the Yukon when I was like 13. So definitely not from a farm, but I did have a passion for horses that I developed when I lived in the Yukon. So that led me to go to Olds College and take their equine program back in the 80s. And from there, I just kind of met my husband, and that's where the farming began. It was definitely new to me. I took horses, and then we had to take a second animal when we were at school. So cows scared the daylights out of me, so I took the sheep program because they were little and cute, and that's where it all started.
As far as the hands-on sort of day-to-day happenings on the farm, do you do most of that yourself? Does your husband help you? Do the kids help you?
I have a full-time job in town. I'm an accounting technician at a company in Brooks, so I'm not on the farm full-time, but I have my chores in the morning, my chores at night. I look after the sheep in the barn and those kind of things when we're busy lambing. Our kids are all grown. We've got a daughter she lives in Ohio, about to get married. She works for the Ohio State University in their vet school as a large animal vet tech. So she's not around, but we have her cows, so we're looking after those for her. And then we have twin boys that are both mechanics, and they are still around the farm. They both have full-time jobs in Brooks, but there are chief mechanics and helpers when they're around. So mostly my husband, I have to give him credit. He holds it down pretty good all by himself.
It seems like agriculture, no matter what, is kind of in their blood as well.
Yep, they all have their own little likes and dislikes, so it works out well. One has allergies, so he doesn't do a whole lot with the hay and that kind of thing and feeding, but he likes to fix. So he's kind of in the shop, and the other one likes to drive tractor. So he gets out and about a little bit more. And then when Kaylee comes home, she's our chief animal health person. So quite often the cows are all processed. Branding's done when she comes home. So everybody has their own little niches, and they all have significant others now. And so they're all finding their spot in the operation also, which is great. My son's girlfriend and I are going to a women's calving workshop today. She wants to learn more about cows, so this opportunity came up, so we're going to go do that for a few hours this afternoon.
At this point then, what it is about agriculture that you truly enjoy? What are your favorite aspects of it?
I like the hands-on as much as I can, but for me, I think it's just meeting fellow agriculturalists. That's my passion, I think. I love teaching what I know. I love learning more. I have a great interaction with a lot of youth and on a few different aspects through 4-H, through a program called Outstanding in the Field that's put on by FCC here in our community, where all the grade 4 kids from the county come one day and learn everything they can about agriculture through different workshop stations that they travel through. I'm involved with the Summer Synergy program held in Olds every July, so for cow show, sheep show, and then through my work with the Miss Strathmore Stampede Rodeo Cream program. I just love helping young people do the best that they can do and learn as much as they can with whatever passion they have. That's my passion.
You've been a 4-H leader for a long time too.
Yeah, I think it's over 24, 25 years, something like that. My 4-H career started in the Yukon in the horse program, and I've been blessed with what 4-H has afforded me to do with young people that I meet and the programs I've been a part of and the travel that I've got to do with it, chaperoning members to Ottawa, Toronto, Denver on different aspects, and just watching them learn and have a great time with other 4-H members from around the world, I guess.
You were mentioning that you and your son's girlfriend are going to be going to a calving seminar today.
Yeah.
You also work with other other young women. What kind of advice would you have for other women who are possibly looking to get into agriculture, or maybe who already are, but are kind of looking for possibly a mentor?
Oh, there's great programs. The name of it slips my mind, but there's a young agriculturalist program where you're matched with a mentor that helps you develop your goals and your five-year plans and those kind of things. And just seek out locals in your community that want to help and teach. There's so many great people that have the same passion that can help you. And I think it's just mentoring each other. I think that's the best thing for women to do, is find somebody who loves doing what you like to do and have them mentor you in any aspect that you can. And then for young kids in school, in high school, the Green Certificate program, I think, is fantastic. Women and guys that want to learn more about their love, whether it be cattle or horses or farming, those kind of opportunities, I think, are great. And I think there's more and more being developed every year. You just have to seek it out, I guess. The internet's the best place. Just Google it.
Would you say that agriculture is one of those career opportunities where there are a lot of people who are willing to reach out and help those who are seeking it, at least?
Oh, I think so, yes. I think everybody who, whether it be feed dealers, fertilizer suppliers, I think they're all willing to help educate and using products more safely. You're looking at the on-farm safety programs and environmental programs. There's so many things that are available that I think if you can find it, take advantage of it. It's only going to do your operation a world of good if you can educate yourself.
That's Nikki Peltzer of Rosemary, Alberta, one of the recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards this year in the Community Builder category. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.